Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only from all over the globe coming together.
For one night,
there should
music.
Be a competition.
Yeah.
Between countries.
Oh, the American Song Contest?
The American Song Contest?
Oh, the one that no one watched?
Yeah, Europe should do a version of that.
Yes, everyone. We literally just got done watching Eurovision live from my couch.
Live from your couch, 2022.
And then I kicked Brad off my couch and made him go sit over there.
Yeah, I'm in the corner once again.
And now we're here.
And now we're here processing, you know, thinking through our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted in Italy this year. Mika getting a Super Bowl halftime show performance.
Slay.
We have to stand on that one.
Add that to the new music this week.
Because
that song
That
was
new
a
song,
bop.
Yo-Yo.
We will be yo-yoing.
We will be yo-yoing.
Mm-hmm. Up and down.
Oh, up and down.
Yep. Streaming.
Yeah. Lots of excitement. Obviously, going into this since January, I had written about Chanel with Slow Mo, Queen of Spain, was rooting hard for her. We were really going hard for her. And, you know, she came in a solid third.
She did what she had to do.
She did what she had to do. In my opinion, obviously, she was my winner in my heart. I was standing her early on. Excellent choreography, giving you pop star excellence. Now, she is one song into her career. That is pretty fucking iconic.
Yeah. She slayed.
She really did. Very excited to see what happens next for her. This is just the beginning. So shout out to Chanel. You will always be famous. Shout out to... There were some fun acts this year.
There was.
We liked Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Greece.
They never really disappoint Sweden.
Sweden is always going to be there with a good Swedish melody.
I really liked Azerbaijan.
Oh, yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Bleachers jock ballad.
Vocal male. Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We don't usually like men who are vocal.
No, we don't.
But he did provide vocals. And shout out to this year's winner, Ukraine, by a historic landslide, I believe.
Yeah.
The most points ever for a winner.
Wow.
Another big, big Eurovision year. Always entertaining. Always love the juries and the vote distribution section of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The drama, the chaos. Shout out to the crying gay next to Chanel,
yes,
who lost it every Living. Single time they got a 12.
Also, shout out to Romania.
Shout out to Romania.
That
oh, yes.
Queen.
Little I mean, F word in
know,
our hearts.
But like, we're it's right. bad to assume.
Right.
But serving.
Yes. A lot of gay representation on this show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Australia also, that was like a queer anthem. So we love to see that. Very out and proud displays on the Eurovision stage. Inherently gay show.
Yeah, it really
Super
is.
Super gay. Yeah. So we'll see what happens and move to next year. Very interesting times.
It sure is.
Sure is.
Loved the staging.
Loved the cascading waterfall underneath them. Lots of performances. The first Italy winner performed. The hosts all did. You know, we didn't have any random celebrities this time, I feel.
No.
It was always related to
or scandals.
In some way. Or scandals that we know of. I mean, we're going to log off and somebody's going to be sniffing another table. Ooh. So we never know.
Let them sniff the table. Who cares?
Let them sniff the table. And no superstars hitting the stage out of nowhere like Madonna.
Yeah, she's...
Because she's not in the real world right now.
No.
She's in the metaverse.
Yeah, people go to Eurovision to give birth to brand new songs.
Yes.
And Madonna has decided to give birth...
to three NFTs.
Yes.
Yes. Which I just... I have to laugh at the fact that the latest crypto crash is occurring right as she announced the NFTs.
Oh, mine is practically gone now.
I just have to laugh at her finally entering the NFT game and everyone being like, abandoned ship?
Yeah, market crash.
That's it. The kiss
of death. What is going on with that, by the way?
Crypto is down.
So it's over, right? Like it's, no. I mean, is coming to an end? Like no. When are they going to give it up?
No, it's just the latest. It goes up and down like the stock market.
I'll save my thoughts on crypto for...
It's a little too soon to declare anything dead. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's taken a serious tumble, mm-hmm. which all queens of pop do. But, you know, Madonna is in the crypto game now. She's done a collaboration with Beeple, three NFTs, all portraying herself giving birth.
What was that?
Very, I have thoughts.
Thoughts?
On this.
Very vivid. Detail.
Yeah.
Explicit detail.
If you haven't seen, there's things crawling out of her.
Yeah. The only thing that came to mind was the ganja going, your vagina.
Yeah. So there's like one that is her pushing a tree out.
Yeah. The tree of life.
Yeah. Then there's another one with butterflies.
Mm.
And then there's another one with robot millipedes crawling out of her puss.
Yeah, that one's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in one of them, she's reciting lyrics from Justify My Love. In another, she's reciting a poem. And another, she's doing an original spoken word. So she's giving you vocals. You can remix, remaster them, put them on a track if she's not going to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're available, or maybe they've already been sold. They're probably pretty cheap right now, considering everything going down. You can spend your Ethereum on some Madonna badge, which I think you should just spend your money on a preserved copy of the sex book from the early 90s, limited edition run. What she should be doing is doing a limited edition repackage of that, reissue of that, like 5,000 copies of that.
Don't give her the idea.
Well, hopefully somebody needs to do that. But that book to this day, ahead of its time, shocking.
Mm-hmm.
The images in that collection, you'll see lots of stuff in that book. Have you ever seen it?
No, actually.
I
haven't seen.
Quite a bit.
I've never read a book before.
Well, luckily it's mostly pictures.
Oh, great. I'll understand it really
you
well.
You really will understand it. It's a lot.
A book of tits?
Tits, puss.
I can understand that.
Homosexuality, rimming.
Oh, we don't want to read that. No, I'm kidding. I sound like
I learned everything I know from the sex book. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
A school teacher in Florida.
A bad joke.
God. Yeah. So, anyway, this is not really that far off from Madonna. It's not like I'm shocked necessarily.
No.
Seeing it in, I suppose, rendered virtually is new.
But... Yeah, I will say, though, because I've said this in the past when I was like talking about her being a hologram, I'm all for this CGI Madonna. I was just a little taken back at certain frames.
Yeah, it's just pretty in your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
where life begins, reference.
But like the CGI Madonna is kind of a serve.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't need to see the millipedes crawling out the puss. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
keep them in the park. But I also get it. Like, I understand the the concept.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did a whole live stream about it. She talked about it. You know, I think it comes at an interesting time in the cultural conversation as well, and it was planned obviously well in advance of everything that's going on now. So
yeah.
I think it's an interesting time for it. But, you know, this is still the Madonna I know and love, which is pushing boundaries, pissing people off, making people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how she'll always be. Don't ever tell her to stop.
Nope. Even in CGI.
Even in CGI. And so this is nothing new for a Madonna stan. It's just the latest. And if you haven't seen it, don't worry, because she's been doing voguing in front of projections of it on her Instagram. Uh-huh. So you will see it. She will make sure.
Oh, I have seen it.
Yeah. It's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's actually not the only one who's putting it all out there. But not everyone is as used to doing so.
True.
In some cases, this is the first time, as far as I know. I think it's time to strip down and zip up.
We have a lot of girls.
We have a lot of fashion to discuss.
We do.
I think it's time for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Our come clean chanteuse.
She certainly did.
It's literally coming clean in a bathtub.
Yeah.
And a little mist.
A little mist.
A little water.
Little rose water mist from MDNA skin. Yes, legendary Duff. Now, obviously, missed opportunity, as I called it out, Women's Health Magazine. The headline right there is Duff and the Buff.
Yeah.
But
look at that.
Instead, it was something like Duff, you know,
Hillary Duff, on her own terms.
On her own terms. Yeah, which is like.
Something like that. I don't know if that was actually
no,
it.
No, I think that was it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
In her own words, on her own terms, something like that. And I'm like, okay. Spice it up a little, I don't know. But anyway, yes, this was, as far as we know, I believe, her first nude pictorial.
Yeah.
And sparks everywhere.
Slay!
Yes. She opened up about choosing to do that now. She talked about health. She talked about, apparently in Gracia magazine, she allegedly said that she is back in the studio.
Yeah.
Which I would like to see it.
I
would like
to see it.
Uh-huh. She might have just said that to throw us off the trail for a few months. You know, I just don't see her. I was reminded once again, I was looking for videos of her dancing to put a song to on my Instagram. And there are so many videos of people mocking the dance. And also, like, other dances she's done. And I'm like, oh, I get why she'll never want to be doing this again, ever. Like,
she's listening to the wrong people, though.
Yeah, her child she should be listening to.
Exactly.
From the backseat, yelling at her to play sparks.
Mm-hmm, a little Bobby Duff has taste, okay?
Bobby Duff is like, Mom, turn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the people that went back and discovered like the Much Music perform, like all these.
Yeah.
I'm like, where have you been?
I know. It's
I had
new.
These on my friggin' like laptop
on
in
my
college. .mp4.
Yeah.
Downloading them from the Hillary Duff fan sites that I used to go to.
Exactly. Hillary Duff Columbia. Thank you.
I don't know what it was actually, but there was one.
Surely it was Duff Brazil.
I might have been.
It's
actually.
Probably. When in doubt, look to Brazil. But yeah, we'll have to see if she comes through in her word on alleged music, but
I doubt it.
I strongly doubt it. However, yeah. she's got How I Met Your Father. She has acting opportunities. She's a busy girl.
Maybe she'll be inspired by Ally and AJ to do Hillary Duff version.
Hillary's version.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mr. James Dean, Hillary's version.
Mm-hmm.
I would live.
Why not?
Yeah, with swear words.
So yesterday.
So fucking yesterday.
Yeah.
Explicit edition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, too many ideas.
Yeah, sorry. We don't want to. we want to make sure that we are credited properly for our Duff ideas.
For our impact.
Duff Consulting.
Yep.
LLC.
What's a crafty name for that?
Duff Stuff.
Duff Does Stuff. Yeah.
Duff Does Stuff. Yeah, but she's out there, and yeah, she mini broke the internet that day.
She did.
So
slay.
Slay.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't the only one. A lot of covers actually came out this week.
Yes.
And photo shoots. We also have Anitta for Vogue Brazil and Dua Lipa for Vogue. Anitta's I Live. I absolutely loved that. Versions of Me available now wherever streaming or iTunes or downloads. I don't know if it's on vinyl. Get it now. And Miss Dua Lipa did the 73 questions with Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of that?
I saw the both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the magazine cover and the Vogue thing.
The 73 questions, she came down on the levitator. She answered, what is the most famous dance you're known for? She's a trooper at this point for entertaining these questions because we know already. It's a
meme.
We get it. We get it. And I feel like everyone wants to just do it to death now. She knows. We know. Then she like reclaimed it on the tour. We get it, girl. We get it.
We got it.
Yeah. But
you would pick this for high fashion because literally she's just wearing a tank top.
She's done better shoots. I will say that. I liked the inside cover or images a little more.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's nothing against, like, she's a fucking model. She's gorgeous. It's just like the shoot style itself was very like, Vogue US. It's like,
once again,
it's like, okay, we're not really pushing the boundaries here.
No.
But she's had some crazy, amazing shoots in the past. So whatever. I liked the 73 questions moment for her.
Her Instagram post with the photos that her friend's mom took was really cute.
Oh,
I think it happened last week.
Yes.
Where the mom found their like photo shoot from when they were kids.
Yes. That was high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we also got a makeover to discuss.
We did.
Yes.
So Chris Appleton.
Yes.
Wigs to the stars.
Yes. I was going to look up the names that he's worked with because he's like...
Everyone.
Yeah.
Like J-Lo, the Super Bowl with the hair flip and her with the mic getting ready.
Uh-huh.
Like he did that. I mean, he's done everyone.
Yeah.
Slays across the board.
Yeah.
So he gave Drew Barrymore a makeover.
They yassified her.
Like literally yassified.
Literally Drew a Barrymore. Yassify.
Holy shit.
It also is like strongly... Kim. I feel like that's bits of Kim's face. Kim K.
No.
I don't know. I feel like it.
It's yesified Drew.
It's definitely yesified Drew.
Not that
Drew.
She wasn't yesified, but like, you know what I'm saying? Everyone gets it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's like the hair waves, the all of it, the snatch
back. But she was
back.
Also, she was making a point saying like, there's a lot that hair and makeup does.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was making kind of like a statement with, I don't know.
No, she's always been aboard that train anyway, though. That's been her whole thing. Like, even her beauty brand, she's always been, like, minimal beauty, you know, coverage and things like that. And feeling good on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was indeed a yassified Drew.
So good.
Mm-hmm. And I just have one more quick shout out. She's also making her photo debut. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up to... the very first image of Miss Black Hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
Oh.
Honestly, it kind of ties back to our Madonna segment.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Okay, Sagittarius A star asterisk. She is a supermassive black hole. We knew she was there, but we had never seen her. And this week, for the first time ever, we have photographic evidence of her existence. She is a reclusive queen. She's very powerful. She's whipping things around her.
Oh.
Yeah. She's dormant. She occasionally absorbs gas or dust, but has an estimated mass millions of times of that of our sun. Terrifying, actually. And that's just hanging out in the darkness, you know. We don't really know anything about her.
Yeah.
She's a few million, you know, light years away or so or whatever. But one day we will go say hey. But yeah, I just want to give that a shout out. It's actually going to be a fun, interesting time this summer. I'm being serious for space and for science. We have the James Webb satellite that is ready to go. And by June, we'll start getting images of the furthest back we've ever been able to see of all time, which also could provide like some sort of existential crisis if we see something. I don't know what we'll see.
I mean, yeah.
It's just like the stars spelling out like, hey.
Right. Like, how long is it going to take me to walk there?
Yeah. But I've been following along on Space Talk, and we're set to have some very exciting things come up that we've never seen before. So,
oh wow, more things that we've never seen before that happened in our lifetime. Can't wait. What's next? I'm so excited. Just add it to the fucking list, why don't you? God, at this point, I hope that they just see like a black hole like sucking everything in, and they tell us that we have like a year left.
I mean, that's pretty much where we're at. It's just we're the black hole.
Hold on, girls. I went to the Natural History Museum this week.
You did?
Yeah.
I want to go because I think they have a shark exhibit.
Oh, I literally went to the shark exhibit. Yeah. Oh my God. Sorry. Yeah.
I've been waiting to like go. Wow.
Let me show you.
That couldn't have been planned any better.
Sorry, I was listening to Run Away with Me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I went with my family. Okay.
You're standing in the middle of the jaws that I want to pose with.
I'll go back.
Was it cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
The gemstone exhibit, not sponsored, but we do stand the arts.
Yes.
The gemstone exhibit, stunning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Minerals, I am definitely going to go.
Gems, jets, silhouettes. Diamonds.
I love that. Wow.
So many cool things in there.
Okay. What led us to the museum again?
Family came to visit.
Okay.
So we, you know, did the that, and then we went to the park, got food, you know, things. The girls hanging out in the city.
What a pleasant experience.
Little beer cheese and some pretzels. Yeah,
what's beer cheese?
Like cheese. That's, I actually don't know. It's more liquidy.
Wait, okay.
It's like yesified cheese.
Do you bite it?
No, it's a dip. But it's not like queso. It's a little thinner than queso.
You're dipping fries in it?
No, pretzels. Like pretzel things.
Does it taste like beer?
No.
Okay.
I think it's called beer cheese because it's sold mostly at bars.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's beer in the actual cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always a fan of any cheese. I have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
Down the street, Hell's Kitchen favorite.
Oh, all right.
Little local spot in the neighborhood.
Locals? So you had a family day.
Yep. Learned some things about the earth.
Oh, right. Clearly not about the black hole. But
no.
Now you do.
We didn't get tickets to the planetarium. Okay. It was extra.
Well, yeah. That's another day.
Yeah.
Well.
Anywho.
Speaking of sightings from afar. We also got another photo shoot of another interstellar supernova. Her name is Roz.
Oh.
Yes. First interviewee of the pod.
Yes.
Roz, Jer's queen.
Her big break.
Got a paper magazine spread.
Yeah.
With a live, love, laugh pitbull towel.
Yep.
And
beach photo shoot. Beach. Paper magazine, social media placement.
Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Paper loves to get the girls that are
our impact.
Social. Oh, yeah, that's true.
How many people sent you this?
Too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a many.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got a lot of messages about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's very on brand for us.
It is.
We
it
break
is.
Superstars here.
We do.
On Legends Only.
We do. We're not surprised when they rise to fame.
Mm-mm.
And actually, speaking of, not that we broke her, but Hal Batty, I don't know if you saw. She just made an appearance at the Pink Panthers concert. She was on stage with her, and she got all this applause. And she's been stopped in the streets. She's now a celebrity.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah. The Met Gala behavior that they should have had.
I know. That still is like so embarrassing for all of them.
It is. I'm hoping that maybe they rectify it next year because they got to re-up the situation somehow. I just feel like they need to be more in with the times of like who's popping. I don't know. But anyway, she's thriving. We love to see
she's
that.
She's fine.
Yeah, she is. She's fine. So yeah.
all of our TikTok girls are just thriving.
They are making moves.
Well, on the subject of social media.
Yeah.
And legends. I think there's a legend and a tweet that we should discuss.
There is. As soon as I saw this go up.
From here on out.
She'll be your commander. She'll be something.
She commanded you to do something.
She sure did.
We are talking about Kelly Rowland, everyone.
We sure are.
High fashion
every week.
I mean, she's never not served.
Right.
But recently, the slay is just
off the charts. Yeah. If you're not following Kalendria Rowland on Instagram.
Second lead vocalist.
Yeah.
As some.
She's killing it.
The girls that get it.
The girls that get it. She is killing the fashion game and just generally doing her thing. But she logged on to Twitter, which I don't advise anybody do in general, especially not celebrities. And she tweeted, "Good evening, beautiful people. Can you tell me your favorite thing about yourself?" And then she got a ton of tweets just being like, you know, my body, my personality, my humor. And somebody wrote, "My face." Well, unfortunately, she decided to quote tweet that.
In all caps.
I understood how she was saying this. It's the way you say it, but spelled out, it is wrong.
Yes.
So somebody said my face, and the way she said
you,
it.
You read it in how she's meant me yeah. to say it, and I'll read it how I heard it. Yes. How about that? I'm teasing.
Good evening, beautiful people. Can you tell me this favorite thing about yourself? Somebody says my face. She says, come on, my face. Like my whole face. Catch it. I love it.
And I read it as, come on my face. Like my whole face. Catch it. I love it.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Now I can't wait for that to be taken out of context. Your audio. Your audio is going to be on our soundboard. When
no,
Chiggs,
it's not.
When Chiggs is mentioned.
Oh my
come
God.
On my face.
I would never say that to Chiggs.
Three Trulies in.
First of all, I would not say that because I would swallow. Okay. Sorry.
I have to delete that.
Not this soggy bottom. All right.
Let's talk about the F word.
I'm not lying.
Oh, God.
This was one of those moments where it was like, oh, the tone. The tone is not coming across here. Because
no.
Instantly I watched the quote tweet number count go up. I'm like, Kelly's getting ratioed.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking to myself, when is someone going to tell her?
Yeah.
And what is that conversation going to be? Yeah. Like, imagine having, because I've, you know,
yeah.
being on the behind the social media
receiving end of
and having to be like
coming on my face.
So people are reading this the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. She did
is
issue
still up.
She deleted it. She
oh,
issued a tweet
on.
And she was basically like, regarding my former tweet, get your heads out of the gutter. This was not my intention.
Oh.
Like sucking dick and cock. Like I'm just like, oh my God. Time and place.
You know what? Not that she doesn't take it there. Kisses down low, chanteuse.
Yeah.
We know she gets. I mean, oh my God, she's had some raunchy moments. So it's not exactly like out of character for her, but she was going for self empowerment.
Yeah, I. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just look at the lyrics to her song "Coffee."
Oh,
like
Bob.
She's ready to do it. But not in that case. She was ready for some self-empowerment on Twitter. No more. There was actually just an article circulating about how the celebrities have abandoned Twitter, by and large, because it's too much of a war zone and it's not safe for them, like, in any way, like, either past tweets or because of anything they say. And every time something
I don't blame
like,
them.
Every time something like this happens, I'm like, there goes another.
Just leave it up.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Leave it up.
Yeah. That's all right. My whole face. Catch it.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And
well.
Did it at my birthday dinner.
Speaking of doing it at the birthday dinner.
Everyone, happy 3-year anniversary to the Muageddon of all Muageddons. Dramageddon.
Wasn't that like the Dramageddon?
It was the, it was everyone watching James Charles' follower count plummet, followed by the re-up when he brought the receipts, followed by like Jeffrey sticking his neck in out of nowhere.
The apology videos.
The apologies, the tears. Yes, we're talking about Tati Westbrook, James Charles, and then subsequently Jeffree Star getting into a war of words that led to Tati being off YouTube for a year.
Yeah.
Lawsuits aplenty. Allegations run wild. And the biggest one of all being sucking dicks and cocks.
Yep.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
Oh, lordy lord. That was truly... Beauty YouTube has never been the same.
No. Life has never been the same.
No. No. Actually, it was all caused truly because of those fucking vitamin gummies.
Sugar hair care bears.
Sugar hair bears.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. And you know what? If we mentioned them, Tati wouldn't be mad at us.
No, it's true.
And we didn't do it at her birthday.
Yeah. Because James didn't want to
do promo
her
vitamins.
Vitamins. Allegedly.
Allegedly. It was like, oh, you promoted those, but you wouldn't promote my vitamins. Mm-hmm. What an insane time to be alive.
I was hooked.
Oh.
Every update.
There were watch parties for the Tati Westbrook video.
I saw a Jeffree Star tracksuit in the wild the other day.
The LV?
Lime green.
Oh, the... Oh. Mm-hmm. Jeffree's version.
Yeah. And my brother was like, oh, what is that like? Like Louis Vuitton? And I was like... Oh.
Well, wow, beauty killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years of...
What a time.
3 years since that time. And yeah, the beauty landscape has changed significantly. It's definitely shifted to TikTok primarily.
Yeah. I feel like Dramageddon happened right after I met James Charles at that Kygo concert.
It did.
Oh my God, so embarrassing it for me to admit.
I do feel like you caused it somehow.
It's my fault. Yeah.
You met him and he was so thrown off, he forgot to post the Tati promo. Thus setting the chain of events in motion.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so embarrassing.
You probably...
Actually, no, it wasn't.
You were probably drunk and you were like, don't post those vitamins.
I can see the headlines now.
James Charles defense. Apologist.
Yeah. James Charles Jen Shah apologist.
She's out again.
T. Kyle.
Yeah. God, that is, that's your CV. Jen Shah, James Charles apologist.
No. Someone said it in the Discord where they were saying how not everyone gets it, but like sometimes we have to accept that the people that are entertaining are problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of it. It doesn't mean we support and condone it, but we are watching.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, we're watching.
Yeah. I mean, we're still talking about it. It's a 3-year anniversary.
That's
and
true.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
That's true.
I wish someone would do something scandalous at my birthday dinner.
Well, it's coming up soon. Give it time.
Someone please do it.
You never know.
Well, anywho.
Anywho. Yeah, there's some new releases we'd like to discuss this week.
Yeah.
First of all, I think we should get to the issue of a man.
Being outsold.
Being outsold. That's
again,
right.
Again. By one of our faves.
Mm-hmm. She remains unbothered, untouched.
Mm-hmm.
Can't come for her record. Yes, Mr. Jack Harlow released his album recently, and Pitchfork gave it one of their more excruciating reviews.
Yeah.
In recent memory, giving him a very low score, meaning that once again, Ms. Peppa Pig is still that queen of pop, queen of the charts, queen
of
Pitchfork.
She outcharted. Yeah. Again.
Again.
Another man.
When will somebody outsell?
I don't know.
Sure, it won't be Jack Harlow.
No. I'm excited to see who collabs on Peppa's next album.
I could see Lil Nas X do it.
That would be funny.
For sure.
Like, just has a guest cameo from Peppa Pig on his album.
Absolutely. If anyone's going to. Or Doja. God. Doja could get crazy.
Well, maybe someone will get Susie Sheep.
That would be good. I mean, there's only like two pop stars with a sense of humor, and that's those two. So
true.
They could do it. In a different time, in a different world, to quote this woman, Katherine Perry might have done it if Peppa was popping off like during Teenage Dream / Prism.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if she would right now.
I know. I also can't do a good Peppa Pig impersonation.
You'll get there.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
We need to work on that. Well, we've got some records and singles to discuss, some releases for the week. First of all, it's been coming for several weeks now. We were very excited. Miss Mandy Moore has her album out. And in a bit of justice, she got to perform to an audience this time on Late Night, which she unfortunately performed the week that everything shut down.
Yes. It was literally like the night before.
Yes. It was very unfortunate timing with the release of her 2020 album, which came out literally March 2020, Silver Landings. Her new album, In Real Life, is out now, and it is a delight. It has some real excellent moments on it, including the title track In Real Life, Heartlands, Little Dreams. Yeah, and she got to perform. She's going to hit the road for a little bit as well soon. And it's just great to hear Mandy in singer-songwriter mode. Her show, This Is Us, is about to wrap up this month as well. Have you watched it?
No.
I have not watched it because everyone who I know watches it is like, oh, I couldn't sleep. I was just emotionally devastated every week. And I'm like, I don't think I need to go through that every week.
Yeah, no.
Everyone who watches it just like, and it's destroyed me and I will never sleep again.
Yeah, there's too many things in the world destroying me that yeah. I don't need to voluntarily choose that.
But even the pictures that she uploads of like her character growing older and stuff, I'm like, I think that's already too much. Like, I'm already like, I see that that's going to be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, she even posted a caption that made me emotional. And I don't even watch the show. I remember I was scrolling through it and she posted this picture. Did you see that they like, they age her in the show? And they
no,
make her,
I didn't see.
Oh, yeah. They steadily make her like an older woman in the show. They like time jump. And that's her towards the end of the show.
Oh, wow.
She wrote, from taking care of babies to those babies taking care of you, life's sweetest and most difficult transitions. In the end, it's all love.
I would collapse if I got put in that makeup and then looked at myself in the mirror. I'd be like, oh, my God, that's really good makeup.
Yeah, the makeup job's good. And yeah, I think it's just, it's a real emotional roller coaster, that show, from what I can tell. So yeah. She's coming off of that with the new album and she's really killing it. I feel like she sounds more confident this time around. She is really getting into her singer-songwriter vibe since like the Wild Hope days.
In My Pocket, Mandy's version, when?
I mean, that's kind of the next step, or like the next chapter that I'm hoping for is a like reclamation of her past instead of the shame that she felt for years. Because she has so many actual bops from those albums that she overlooks or like is ashamed of. You know, she didn't really have a hand so much in writing them or things like that. And it's like, I would love if she like...
Yeah, they were trying to make her like pop star.
Yeah, but...
Succeeded, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it wasn't her.
Right.
So she felt a lot of...
Love always, Mandy.
But yeah, so shout out to Mandy. Shout out to... Okay. It didn't come out yet, officially. So I'm not going to say much on this. I'll just say to Ms. Sky Ferreira and everyone at Capitol, if you could go ahead and click upload on Don't Forget.
What
to
happened?
The DSPs. Well,
did some F word leak it again?
Eventually, the F words do get fed up enough that sometimes things spill out onto the internet. I'm not going to advocate or endorse that or encourage people to look for it. I'm just going to say, while the hype train is hot with the Met Gala and the announcement of this single, like it would be cute if maybe we could hear it officially. So let's go ahead and put that out there so I can talk about it. Because
when was it supposed to drop?
There was never a date, which is part of the problem.
That's,
it was like vaguely April, then May.
When she was trending last week, they should have dropped it.
Oh, for sure.
Like, hello, what?
Literally,
why
Elon
is
Musk.
Everyone asleep at the wheel.
Elon Musk is tweeting about you. Drop the song.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard. There's a strategy.
Addison and Sky.
Honestly.
You're out there.
What do we have to do? What do we have to do?
Keep talking about it every single week?
I guess so. So.
Tell everyone to stream the illegal links. So then. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Little Ferreristers, hold on a little longer until we get this thing officially. But I'm really excited for her era to kick off properly. Yeah. So there's that. Somebody did kick off something. Because you know what? She stays booked and busy.
Yes.
She's an iconic person and an iconic place. I think it's time to talk about.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
We are talking about you.
And she did not need 100,000 retweets for this.
She did not. And I don't know that she'd get that.
I don't think, yeah.
This is a Diane Warren self-empowerment anthem.
Diane Warren did this?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, she did. So the backstory behind this one is it's called Finish Line, performed by Rita Ora, written by Diane Warren, a celebration of female empowerment.
Which we do stand that.
We do stand. We stand women.
We stand that message.
We stand that message. It is a anthem that will support 37 words, a four-part ESPN docuseries, and that is coming from documentary filmmakers to...
What?
Yep. As part of the Disney Sports 50-50 initiative led by ESPN. Yeah, so sports is involved. It is called Finish Line, to be
so
fair.
So Disney and sports.
Yes.
My two favorite things.
You love talking about both of them, and you know a lot about both of those
things. I do, yeah.
Yeah. So that is the backstory on that. Let me see what it's actually about. Rita Ora said, I loved working with Diane. She's a brilliant songwriter, and collaborating with her is always a joy. When she brought this song to me, I was so moved by the lyrics and the passion they evoked, and knew instantly that I had to be involved with the project. So it is a women's empowerment anthem, which we support. It will be played, actually.
Once. I'm kidding. Actually, no. It's going to be on our playlist, so it'll get a couple streams.
It's going to be on our playlist, and an exclusive clip of the music video will be premiering on American Idol.
It is? Oh.
I just broke some work news for you.
I'll find out tomorrow, won't I?
You sure will.
Is it tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh,
Sunday,
great.
May 15th.
Listen, they pay me to work one day. I show up the day of, and then I get the download.
And what's more, Emmy Award-winning producer and host Ryan Seacrest will interview both Ora and Warren live.
Great. Can't wait to see it.
So get those gifts ready. Uh-huh. Get those sound bites. There you have it.
I feel like it's going to be like the RuPaul DragCon video that's going viral.
Oh. Where,
and then, you know, this one right here.
And your name is?
Your name is Jinx.
Rita. All right, give it up, Rina Ora.
Oh, no.
Oh, that will always remind me of Kat Deeley after Carrie Hilson performed Lose Control on I Believe So You Think You Can Dance. Do you remember that clip?
No, I just remember the Kat Deeley telling everyone to shut the fuck up. That's iconic.
At the very end of the... Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Hilson!
No.
Oh.
There's so many.
There's so many.
Kelly Hilson, Tinashe.
Truly.
Adele Dazeem.
Classics from the Icons. Great American Songbook of forgotten names. Yep. So we do
Nicole
have
Scherzenberger.
Oh yeah, that one is tough for a lot of people, for sure.
Dua Lipa.
There you go.
I mean, we could continue anyway.
We could. Now, you know, we did talk about Eurovision earlier in the pod, and now we have to talk about it again because one queen who rightfully took the title exactly one decade ago. Queen Laureen.
Really?
2012.
Wow.
Euphoria. Anthem.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Every time she comes back, it's something incredible. I've always loved everything she's done. And she's back this week with a new song. It's an early favorite of mine of the year called Neon Lights. I'm obsessed with this song the more I play it. It is signature Laureen. moody, emotive, very breathy vocals into like hair raising, belting, synths everywhere. Just she nails it every time. She's always so good. I love her. Queen Laureen. And
I cannot believe it's been 10 years since.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was at an apartment party in Hell's Kitchen and these queens were like, oh my God, you have to hear this song. And they played her Eurovision performance. And I was
like,
oh my God, this is a slay.
I know. It's really so incredible. And yeah, if you've
and
never
paper
heard
lights,
of her,
Bob.
Paper Lights, she did upgrade the lights. She's mm-hmm. gone from paper to neon.
Yep.
And yeah.
LED.
Yeah.
Solar powered.
She brought the solar power. Check this one out for sure. We're going to put it on the playlist, obviously.
Oh, yes. Check out our Legends Only Weekly
playlist.
Playlist. The only place that you will hear Nemo Egg next to other bops.
Yes, that is true. The only place you'll hear Jordan Sparks Freeze next to Kygo's Freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch that video yet?
Yes, I actually did because
and?
I honestly feel like the FBI agent in my laptop like listens to the pod.
Oh,
and
probably.
Like after every auto play on YouTube, it goes to the Kygo video. I get what you were saying about the song for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also have a new selection kicking off another new era. We've talked about her on the pod a little bit. Her name is Shy Girl, and she has a song out called Firefly, the lead single from her new album, Nymph. We love a nymph.
What is that?
It's like
a fairy.
Fairy of the forest, like a woodland mythological sort of situation.
Like Tinkerbell?
Yeah.
Is Tinkerbell a nymph?
I would say so.
I just offended a Disney gay somewhere.
Yes, you did.
How
definitely.
Dare you?
It's basically like a young, like beautiful woman, fanciful, yeah, and sort of like mythological.
Work.
So yeah, she's got a new album called Nymph, and the song is called Firefly. The best way I can describe it is: do you know that meme of the YouTube clip of Aqua's Barbie girl playing in a cave? A wet cave with rats.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't know that viral sound?
Are you talking about Joanne's?
A
wet cave with rats?
It's literally...
They're hiring, by the way, not sponsored.
This is literally how it sounds at Joanne's, actually.
Wait. I'm confused.
So somebody made a
is
sound.
Is that the song?
No, this is not the song that I'm talking about.
Oh, wait, you're actually playing sounds of rats in a cave?
Yes. So somebody made a sound of Aqua's Barbie girl in a wet cave with rats.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
How many streams does it have?
According to, there's so many uploads of it. Barbie girl playing in the distance in a wet cave full of rats. they have 11,000 shares on Reddit.
Wow, I need to rethink my YouTube strategy
you
here.
You actually do. And then the first YouTube result that comes up has 74,000 views.
Wow.
So some people have been listening to it.
I need to do 1,000 doves playing in the bathroom at Joanne's Trattoria.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, that'll be my...
I'm very...
You know what's funny, though? Now that we've started like going out again, when you go to the bathroom and you hear... like I'm like, oh my God, it actually sounds like these YouTube videos...
Oh,
have you thought that at all when you go out, or am I just weird?
Yeah, I don't think I think that.
Oh.
No, I'm trying to think of what I think of in the bathroom. No, not about that.
Oh. Well, anyway, go on YouTube and watch one of these videos, and then the next time you're out, whatever.
To that original point, that's
the song's a bop.
The song's a bop, and it reminds me of, like an early 2000s club bop. That's sort of like mystical, enchanted in a forest somewhere, like that's been unearthed. And so it reminded me of that meme of the Barbie girl, like in a wet cave, because that's sort of like, oh, a pop song that's hidden away in the forest. That's what I was saying, basically. But yeah, it's called Firefly and is very addictive. Hmm. I've had it on solid replay. Replay.
I'll have to do Freaky by Trisha Paytas playing in Central Park.
Honestly.
In the rain with birds.
No, but really, you should.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Trisha Paytas, Freaky at the Ramble.
Oh, God. I don't partake in that.
I know. But it could be a good sonically affair. And then shout out to legend icon moment, Miss Becky G. I've never had to worry being a Becky G stan about what comes next because it's always good. She has a new album out as well. And it is fantastic. She came hard this time. The album is called Esquemas. And the song that I'd like to highlight, there's two, is called Baile con mi ex.
Bop.
Dance with my ex.
Also very you. But like, it's good.
It's both accurate and good, yeah. A disco bop about dancing with your ex. That's that. Literally, I think the last time we went out, I did that. With yeah, you were there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I witnessed. I will not expose, but I witnessed.
Well, it's not rare.
True.
It's not rare. And it could be any night, many people.
Mine would be, how do you say the first word?
Baile.
Baile.
Con.
Con mis trulis.
Yeah. Yeah. Baile con mis trulis.
Dos trulis.
Dos trulis.
I like that.
No.
God.
Dancing with your trulis.
I'm going to get canceled. Dancing
canceled by
with
truly,
truly,
maybe.
Look what you made me do.
Oh my God. And also.
Not sponsored.
Shout out to No Mienten on the album as well. Oh my goodness. The beat of that one goes crazy. It's a great time to be a Becky G stan, a beaster.
Dancing in the mirror and singing in the shower.
Singing in the shower. It's just great.
Oh, I have another one to add to the list.
Do you know that's actually her fan base name?
What? F-words?
F-words and beasters.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not one of my favorite ones for sure. Hashtag beaster.
Like Leighton Beaster.
Happy 13th anniversary to Good Girl Gone Bad, I believe.
Oh,
I think
my
that
God.
Was going around on Twitter.
The chokehold that had
uh-huh.
on me
uh-huh.
in college.
Uh-huh.
That was like a classic of the old school power hours.
Yeah.
Bop.
100% bop.
But also this week.
Oh.
Let me get the name of it. I only know one of the words. If I could do one of your songs, which one would it be? Okay, so Used to Know Me, the Dopamine VIP remix.
Oh, there we go.
From Charlie.
Yep.
XCX, bop.
Yes.
It is 2 minutes long.
It is 2 minutes long.
But it's a bop.
It is. You used to play me, but it's already over.
Yeah, and they took out the interpolation, but it's still a bop.
Right. It's a that song that has
only,
legs.
Yeah, it was the only thing on my release radar that had me going.
Yeah, she has been rolling out some remixes that are pretty good from the album.
I think the girls are now hitting tour mode.
Yeah.
And I'm predicting that music is going to be a little stale this summer.
Maybe so. Or they're about to ramp it up. It's hard to say because one thing I did want to mention as we go to the future is Rina has been teasing this new single.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping pamphlets and saying
Rina is
going
to
hell. Very new Gaga era of her.
Which Housewives fans have twisted the context to Lisa Rinna. Like, Rinna is going to hell.
Well, that could be used. Oh my God, I hope one of the Housewives reblogs it.
They probably might.
Oh my God. Yeah, there is that coming soon. We'll have to see if they're ramping up the new eras or what's going on.
I don't know. I think it might calm down a little bit for the summer.
They're going to keep it cool for the summer?
I hope.
Well, we'll find out. Also, quick shout out. There's a Mr. Top Hat song featuring Robin called Pump It Up. It's a nice little Pump It Up jam. We love a little random feature from Robin here and there as we await the new music. Also, shout out to Jessica Malboy with her new single, Automatic. That just came to mind. I realized that came out earlier in the week. I don't feel like there's any point of reference for a Jessica Malboy reference on this, but she's a legend. She's an icon. She's Australian.
We love that. Shout out also to...
Oh, she didn't win it. She came in fourth.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
It's
doesn't
fine.
Matter. No, wait a minute. Runner-up. Runner-up. She was fourth
didn't
season.
Win
runner
either.
Up. She was runner-up on the fourth season. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. Who could tell? Because yes, exactly. They blaze their own trails, and then you hardly know who's actually won.
Kimberly Caldwell did not win, but she is the winner in my
Why'd
heart.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Oh, sorry.
Still a sore subject, but I still have my signed headshot.
Yeah.
For my fan art.
Well, speaking of Automatic, shout out to the 10-year anniversary of Automatic by Nicki Minaj.
No way. Oh, 2012. So that must be Pink Friday.
Pink Friday.
Roman Reloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Wow. Yeah. I have to say, that album has really endured in Hell's Kitchen.
It is so good.
We also, like, every time you're out with me, like, we always are, like, we look at each other because it's either Starships, Whip It, Automatic, and we're like, oh my God, it's happening again. Like, consistently.
The playlist has not changed.
The playlist has not changed, especially in Hell's Kitchen. It is always going to be that album.
I'm a monster on the floor at the Ritz.
Like, it has not changed at all. Starships were meant to fly in Hell's Kitchen, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, that album's so fucking
good. No complaints.
At least, like, the EDM half. I mean, it's all good. But, like, the tail end of it.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, so good.
Kim K wishes she had a tribute like that.
Ahead of her time.
Yeah.
Va va voom.
Oh, va va voom.
Like, fuck me up.
Yeah.
So good. Well.
Well.
Coming soon.
Yeah, what do we have coming down the pipeline?
Ew, my birthday's next weekend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 22, can you believe?
I cannot believe.
No,
finally
me neither.
22.
I don't know about you.
You'll soon be able to rent a car.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Are there plans?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well,
nope.
Do you want there to be?
I'm still on the wait list for Cascade.
Okay.
I'm pissed. Someone better give up their ticket.
Okay. We'll have to see about that. And then...
It's the summer.
It's the summer. I mean, this is the official kickoff.
Yeah. Memorial Slay weekend coming soon, girls.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Hope everybody has some fun plans lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're going to kick it into summer mode.
Yeah.
With all these fantastic tours and releases, hopefully.
We hope.
We do hope. We hope
I've got
and pray.
A list lined up every single month.
Just says
tours.
Chromatica Ball.
Another club. Yeah. Another show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pride. I feel so exhausted by Pride and it hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to go to the Mirage, I think, for Spencer Brown and Above and Beyond. I kind of want to do that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that for you. I might do nothing, but we'll see. Or some things.
Mm-hmm. Because when's that? End of June? It's like a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have to see. But
yeah.
Lots of Pride events coming up. Festivals. And we did also get some intel and rumors spreading that
intel.
Actually about a certain talk show host.
Oh, well, we didn't get intel. We saw it on the news.
Oh, yeah, but I meant, like, we got, like, intel from the news. Not, like, we got the personal
right, like,
intel.
Insider.
Insider
tea.
Exclude.
Paid off.
Paid off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Shade Room? Instagram?
Yeah. Which is
Oh, no, it came out of her own mouth. What are we talking about? She literally said it.
Yeah,
okay,
see
so
you
we're talking
in September.
About, yeah, so...
Speaking of gay...
Wendy has said that she's coming back in September.
Yeah. And then I saw a report that she's in discussions for a multi-million dollar podcast deal.
Really?
And
who
that's
said
what
that?
I was like. It was The Sun, which is not reliable. Oh. However, they're like a 10% correct, 20% of the time. Like sometimes
it's also would make sense. I mean, she came from radio.
I mean, we talked about it. Like it could, she could have a killer podcast.
Wendy,
mm-hmm.
Hire me. If anyone out there is listening,
yeah,
and you know if this is true,
yeah,
me,
yeah,
hi, call me, my email, I will put my contact info. Oh my God,
yeah,
I would have to do it if she does a podcast.
I know. So we'll have to see if this is actually something that happens because I feel like that could be a very good venture for her. And again, we were talking about, you know, just put her in front of that giant cheeseburger that she was doing the mic in front of.
Uh-huh.
Like, that would pop off on TikTok. That would pop off. Like, we don't need the show necessarily.
No.
So, I
do
hope that works.
Set her up at Sirius.
Yeah.
Give her, like, a little...
We've missed too many pop culture moments for her to comment on. We need her to.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
the tide turned. Gen Z.
Yeah.
All over TikTok. They're like, wow, we miss her. We miss her.
Need to get her insights. Huh. So we'll have to see if that happens.
Oh, it's almost like no one else in daytime is as good or as funny or as entertaining.
Yeah, well, Ellen's signing off for good as of this month, you know? A lot of shows are ending in May, actually, for good. Nick Cannon's also just ended.
What was he on?
I don't remember the channel, but he had his own talk show.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah, some of the talk shows are getting axed, for sure. Kelly remains untouched, unfazed, unbothered, thriving, one would say.
Yeah.
So.
Invincible.
Those residency tickets stay rotting in people's closets. But maybe.
No, we won't watch Ellen anymore. Now I am. Anyway. No, we support everyone in the entertainment industry.
Do we?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, no.
No.
No. Now that I'm like thinking about that statement, I'm like, oh, no. But you know what I'm saying? Everyone gets it. I feel like I don't want to explain myself.
Yeah, the girls that get it, get it.
If you have made it this far, episode 118, and you don't get my sarcasm at this point.
Yeah. Well, then, we thank you for your streams anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just say talk.
Oh, yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us for another week.
Another day, another sleigh.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to everybody. You know, we didn't shout it out earlier. Thanks to everybody who joined us in the live chat for Eurovision. It's always fun to chat along and watch these award shows and Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
Our
Discord
Patreon.
Met Gala chat was
It popped off. So if you'd like to join the conversation, which we highly recommend, just join us at patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yes, you can support the podcast directly there on Patreon. If you are a legend or an icon, you get access to dozens
bonus.
At this point.
Oh, yes,
of
dozens.
Bonus episodes from the past year and a half. That you can listen to. You get access to our Discord and your Drag Race recaps, my Salt Lake City recaps, our Mariah Carey book club.
Yes, more to come, more to come.
Random episodes. And you get to support the pod.
Yes.
If you want to.
This ad-free pod, which is...
technically ad-free, yes, but like we basically promote
ourselves
a lot.
Oh, well, we promote a lot of products that we don't get paid for.
Right.
That's truly, we deserve $1 million check from them at this point.
Well, until then.
Until then, we hope everybody's having a fine time at home as we enter the summer season. Unless you're in a different hemisphere. Still working out how
that
works.
Yeah, I think it's going to be winter on the other side of the
well,
earth, isn't
we're,
it?
We're swapping. You know what? You had your solar power, and now it's time for...
Back to December all the time.
All right, everybody. Until next time, we will
see you
soon.
I almost tried to do. I was gonna try to do a Peppa Pig there, but I don't want to get canceled by the UK.
I thought you were gonna say by the pigs.
No. Oh, but by
canceled by pigs.
Canceled by the pig.
By the pig association.
Just say gay. No, just... I'm kidding. No. We're allowed to say that.
We're allowed to say.
You're
that.
Not.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Oh, that's not Peppa Pig.
And you did it on your almost birthday.
I wish.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.